Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey everyone, welcome to Red Men TV. It is the morning after Liverpool lifted the FA Cup. We're still at Wembley because we've parked the car here. It's the women's FA Cup final, so Chelsea are back again. Imagine if they came back again and win again. That counts as like four consecutive FA Cups they've not won.
Yeah, I reckon so. Why not?
Yeah. How are you feeling? I think of the three of us, my voice is the best. But not perfect.
No, mine's better than it was when I first woke up this morning. I rang the wife and was like, hello! I was like, sorry, I've not spoken yet. I need to just find myself.
It was a fun old day, wasn't it? A very, very fun day.
Mate, it was brilliant. Like, the highlight of my day, of course, is Liverpool winning the FA Cup, of course, and seeing all that. But the non-football highlight of my day is we wore around for like 2.5 hours, didn't we? We were trying to find the beer. We went to every restaurant and had a bar. And, you know, we tried to get into Box Park. We tried to get into the Green Man. And eventually got into the Fun Park after like 2.5 hours. And we're there and the footage are flying overhead and Tom's there with his two beers and this footy just comes from downtown, knocks both of his beers, he's covered in beer, and then everyone circles around us. And is laughing their heads off to the point where you'd even seen a Facebook message in our Facebook group.
Because to Jay Polizia who saw the whole thing unfurled. It was one of his favourite moments of the weekend too.
Brilliant.
But the game itself made up, absolutely made up, and what I'd love to see in the aftermath. So, you know, we all reconvened back at our rave apartment. Unbearable, by the way. Absolutely unbearable. And watched the match today, highlights, and it was just great. You were seeing some of the reaction. But there was one you showed me, one of my favourite ones was the Thomas Tuchel pre-match asking about being asked about the kits. Is that like, we'll win in yellow?
What are they playing into now?
I have got no idea. I mean, they might as well lose in blue. But then they both played. I don't know. Honest answer is I neither know nor care. But the idea that they changed their kits to break a hoodoo. And then lost it. It turns out
that it's the players, not the kit.
Well, but this is what you've done, though, and people don't realise this. And you point out this, like, the psychology of the penalties and the manager's thread. But like, Thomas Tuchel's effectively told that team that it's a kit's fault that you're not winning FA Cups, which is nuts.
Like, straight out of the Sir Alex Ferguson.
The Southampton, and it's just mad that they put it down on something as little as that. It's like, and I know we do this. We like to say kits are luckier and luckier, whatever. It's nonsense. Football teams make football kits. It's why some of the worst football kits of all time have become iconic because you go and win big games of footy in them. So yeah, that I thought that was absolutely delicious. See, apparently Jürgen Klopp's taking 50% of the blame for Mane missing his pen as well. So apparently he told him to go that way, as opposed to he was meant to go the other way.
Well, that's interesting now. But this is what Jürgen's like, though, isn't he? Wants to, because he knows there's 3 more games. Yeah. You know, he knows that he's got to get Mane in the right spot, in the right headspace to be able to move forward. So you take that blame off him, and he's not doubting himself going into big game against Southampton midweek, of course, obviously Wolves last day and then Champions League final. When he's been in that in form, we need to keep him in that form so he'd do everything. And I thought Jürgen spoke brilliantly after the game, you know, talking about how Chelsea were unlucky and stuff like that. And it's such a far cry from the other managers in the top of the league, isn't it? Like, to blame everybody on themselves and never want to give the other side credit in any way, shape or form. You know, to be able to have won the FA Cup finally at Liverpool and be able to give the credit that Chelsea did deserve on the day. They were good, they were, you know, they've fought hard against us every time this year. It's so difficult to split the team, to take the penalties twice, obviously. So to be able to put himself in that situation, and as a football player, and this is why I love it so much, is those Chelsea players, we look at him going, what a guy to play for.
Yeah.
And every player in the world sees that and goes, wow, he gives the credit, he speaks about the players that he goes up against because he knows how hard they were.
Yeah.
I'd love to play for him.
Yeah, and the thing as well, as much as I loved in terms of like the collectivism of Liverpool, a couple of things was Mo Salah like being a bit sheepish about lifting the cup, and they were like, no, you lift the cup. I thought, like, you know, you mentioned Harvey Elliott running around with the Mo Salah mask on, Thiago grabbing it and being down the front of the pitches and stuff like that. And Liverpool got a great way of making like lads who were disappointed not feel like it's the but making people feel like they are down, dead and buried.
They're all a part of it, aren't they? You know, even like, you know, Kurt Jones doesn't get on the field, but he's part of the journey to the FA Cup final. You know, Taki Minamino, top scorer, both for Canada and the FA Cup, we found out this morning on Twitter. And, and that's a mad thing, isn't it? And it is a collective, you know, without the likes of Kate Gordon and the early guys and stuff like that. You're not going to be where you are, and it is for Liverpool to win the FA Cup, for Liverpool to win the Carabao Cup. You've got to have the squad you can get through and manage those early rounds, and then occasionally you need a duck going off in the background. Well,
apparently, though, in the FA Cup final, I've got the Vuvuzelas. Like, did we learn nothing from the South Africa World Cup? No, I mean, yeah, that might be mercifully we're not sticking with that.
Yeah, I didn't like them then, and I don't like them now.
Especially
with Andover.
Yeah, it's pretty hard. Yeah, I say that idea of the support that the Liverpool squad shows, but then everyone got the moment to shine, everyone got the moment to like just to celebrate with the cup and be with the fans. Mentioned Taki Minamino there, it's nice to be going for that. Just great, and it was a tough watch. And I saw someone tweet like, you know, Liverpool now won two trophies, they'll score a goal. Does it feel hollow? I was like, no, because that's football. There's a million ways to win a football match, and penalty shootouts are one of them. Like, we won a UEFA Cup on golden goal, and it was mad. And the thing is, all I remember now, I can talk about the game. And we can analyse the moments. So we'll be doing the final word show on Monday, we're going to have a bit more chance to kind of digest the actual things that happened in the match. But I'm sat here now at Leighton. I was ruined watching that match. Like, I had nothing left in the tank. I felt absolutely wrecked. But I don't now. I feel absolutely energised because we won the cup.
And you get to go, don't you? And you get to see all the videos from what's inside the dressing room. They're the ones like that video where Milner's like, where's the music? And then it all kicks off, and you see how happy they are, and you know how hard
John Matter's moving the wires out the way,
just
by the way.
He's just on it and everything. And John Matter just coming into that game, by the way. Ibu moving to left side and centre half. The pair of them were absolutely superb, all three of our centre backs on the day. There was a lad who put a bad shift in. Next thing's like, we can't put.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
A bad shifting against Chelsea in the cup final, can you?
No,
it's just the way of it.
No, and again, as you mentioned, Chelsea were pretty sound in defence as well, in their own way. But it's weird how it feels like Liverpool are what Liverpool are, and I was talking, so I did a show with Flav last week, obviously a Tottenham fan, and he said it's mad supporting a football club that just loses when it's not meant to. And I was like, and I went, I literally support the exact opposite. Like, Liverpool just are a football team that for no apparent good reason seem to find ways to just win somewhere. And we can talk about, like, me and Tom had a chat about this, but it's the culture. Chelsea Fan Park was rubbish. Like, just them sitting around, they've got a couple of songs, but it's the same songs every other football club's got. We've got a songbook. You know, you get in the ground and it's covered in Liverpool flags. They've got a few crosses in St George, and like, they've got a couple of British flags, and they've got one of those, and they've got that Born to Be King one that's all about some boots and stuff, which is actually good. It means something to them. They don't have the same thing, and they've got the flags that they get given for every final. Like, it's another final, it's their final. We've played Chelsea at Wembley, and it's their time, they've been given an entire complement of brand new flags to wave and stuff, and that's what they have to resort to, is we just start singing songs and stuff. One thing I want to talk about, and I haven't totally read all of the coverage on this, but I've seen a lot of the furore around it on social media, is obviously booing the national anthem. What made this perfectly clear, Liverpool, it wasn't an isolated few, a couple of people or like louts or whatever booing the national anthem. We do it every single time we're in the game where the national anthem gets played, and there's a whole litany of reasons behind that, and not all of them are based in like things that have happened in the last week. But I put a tweet out before talking about this, about how, you know, we're living in a world where last week Prince Charles sits on a gold throne next to a crown and talks about the hardships.
The crown got a car on its own.
Yeah, and genuinely, like, you know, like, when there's an energy crisis in the paper, you know, and it's that. And I know people like the royal family, and it's cool if people like the royal family. That's absolutely fine. I'm sure they're all right as whatever, as people. Like, and I've said this before, Prince William. I don't know, mate. I don't know people, so I don't want to slaughter people as human beings. William and Kate seem like reasonably human people. I've seen stuff with them where they seem like, oh, he's okay. He's gone through all kinds of stuff. It's like, it's not relating to that. The fact that what they represent, and also so much of the stuff that's gone on around Liverpool and again the wider world, and there's people in food banks, and you've got a royal family. And, you know, Prince William seems like a sound guy, but I don't see him raffling off his jewels to keep kids out of food banks.
I've got a quote here from the Telegraph's article on it. The FA Cup final should be an occasion to come together as a club. It should not be ruined by a minority of fans totally shameful behaviour in this year of all the years of going to Black Jubilee. This is dreadful. And the Tory MP for Lunch says to Karen Bradley, said it is utterly unacceptable and disgraceful that fans be Prince William. I would urge the FA to take all necessary action and pursue those responsible. Just no matter what Paul said earlier on, it's not a minority of fans. It is a huge swathe of Liverpool supporters who've been let down by this government and the monarchy's government, by the way, over the last 40 plus years, and going back even further. You know, you can go back if you want to Margaret Thatcher, you can go back much further than that. It's absolutely ridiculous, and it's more than just the national anthem for us.
Yeah,
that's a symbol of what we believe has done us wrong over the last years.
If the monarchy wanted to dig. And, you know, just being a tourist attraction is not enough. You know what I mean? When you're spending more money on bailing out Nazi members of your family than you are in helping, you know, actual hard work and normal non-Nazi members of the British public, it seems a little bit daft to me. But, you know, on all this thing, it's not thuggish behaviour, it's not loutish behaviour, it's a right to reply.
It's free speech.
Listen, like, I'm sorry, if it was loud, if Liverpool fans were all horrible louts, then the players take the knee, get a rapturous applause, and get the support that it should be, because there's a proper symbol that actually means something to real people, not singing a song about someone's rich man, which effectively is what it is. And I get, look, people want to be more connected to this country, they can't be, that's fine, but I'm a little taken aback by how many supposed Liverpool fans are like, don't get it or don't understand it, and that's a little disconnect from some of our fan base and what it's like, the realities of being in the north of England, being in the city of Liverpool. You feel no connection with them. They make our lives harder. And some people like the escapism of the royal family, and that's cool. We like the escapism of football. Don't see why that needs to be a part of it. Let us enjoy the football. I know it's a national showcase, and that's why they're doing it. Daily Mail using that to draw attention to it, as though it's the first time it's happened. We've been doing it. It's probably the fourth time I've done it in the last. Or Liverpool fans have done it in the last 3 years or whatever. We've been to Wembley a few times.
Shield,
exactly.
We've always done it, and we all understand the reasons why. it's not something that, you know, there are times when you can be in that sort of group siege sort of mentality and you do something because everybody else is doing it. This is not one of them. This is something that we all believe in, as, you know, for me, I'll talk for myself here, as a person from Liverpool that, you know, grew up in the 80s, saw the hardships around me. I feel strongly for it, you know, and I'm not ashamed to stand there and talk about it, because I do believe in it, and it's not something that I'll ever push under the carpet, and it should be spoken about, because there is a reason that Liverpool are doing it. And, you know, you see the fans of other clubs and the way they've attacked us on the back of it.
Yeah.
Again, and when also, every week we get this attack.
And the monarchy thing's the monarchy thing. I'm not going to get into it, there's no point getting too lost in it, but it's the media coverage of it, it's the most shocking. Like the Daily Mail using energy to turn people against Liverpool fans and just generally working class people. Where's that energy when it comes to calling out all of the horrendous things going on in this country? You know, rising energy prices, food banks opening on a weekly basis around the country, and we're being let down by the people in power, and instead, once again, it's punching downwards instead of trying to use some power to punch upwards. So it's all the obvious culprit, it's all the generally class right wing media. Once again, stepping up against football fans and against, you know, left leaning.
It's people should be around the country. I honestly believe this. People should be looking at Liverpool fans going, they're right. they are absolutely right.
Why not? Like, aren't they horrible for good? Why are they good? Why are people
and
protesting? That's
kind of why are as well. It's not. That Daily Mail article will not say why
and you're going to get loads of Tory ministers jumping on the back of it now, because it's an opportunity to divert a little bit from their absolute borderline criminal ineptitude. You'll find, but look, listen, Liverpool cup double, absolutely made up with it, let's celebrate that, let's enjoy it. No one like it, people don't like, like Pep Guardiola clearly, by the way, never even more stringent example of, like, maybe people in the media don't really like us very much. That'll be that, of course, but no. Brilliant occasion, wonderful day. We've got the sunshine today, so we're going to have to cut this joke before we get absolutely drenched. We're going to get back to Liverpool because, you know, the fight continues. At the very least, we've still got a treble to play for. We might still have a quadruple to play for as well. Hopefully, big Mark Noble gets the send off that he deserves, and that would be a 7-0 win to West Ham United today. But listen, more from us on Red Men Plus. The final work show will be streaming live at 10:30 tomorrow morning. That's going to give you a lot more in-depth and detailed analysis on the game itself. So if you want to relive that, there's a vlog up on my channel right now. There'll be a Match Day Experience going up on Red Men Plus as well. And a whole host of other amazing content as we gear up toward Paris. Perfect time to join Red Men Plus. You guys are absolutely amazing. So are Jürgen's mighty Reds, but also slightly less so the Daily Mail and potentially the Monarchy as well.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.